Lisa Longstaff. For over four decades, we have campaigned to get rapists convicted. But the pursuit of Julian Assange is not about rape. It's the US government weaponizing and distorting rape in order to punish him for the WikiLeaks exposés on war crimes, rape, and torture. In 2010 and 2012, we pointed to the unusual zeal with which Julian Assange was being pursued. It's unlike any other rape investigation we've seen anywhere. The low UK rate of charging men for reported rape, and recent figures show it's dropped even further from 14% to 2.5% in 4 years, resulting largely from negligent and biased investigations and prosecutions, speaks volumes about how rape is generally dealt with. The police excuse for this now is that they're overwhelmed and understaffed. Domestic abuse and domestic murder are no better. But every resource has been thrown at Julian Assange, at great cost to the taxpayer, for which he has then been blamed. In his case, the judicial process was corrupted from the beginning. Rape victims' right to anonymity and defendants' right to be presumed innocent until proven guilty are both crucial to justice for accusers and accused. But here, justice has been both denied and perverted, as Julian's dad said last weekend. On the one hand, the names of the women were circulated on the internet. They were trashed, their allegations dismissed as not real rape. Plenty of men have chosen to defend Assange by cussing out women in general, making ignorant remarks about rape and about women lying about rape. This doesn't help. It undermines Julian Assange. Women are always listening for whether people are attacking us again. I've had to pull men up on that while supporting Assange. On the other hand, Julian Assange has been treated by much of the media as if he was guilty, though he has never even been charged. And allegations relating to sex offences have now been dropped, as you know, by Sweden. I've had to pull women up publicly on this. Swedish and British prosecutors are responsible for how the women's allegations have been handled. As with every rape prosecution, the women are not in charge of the case. The state is. Assange has been consistently smeared because it supported their key aim, which we always said was to extradite him to the US to face prosecution for the WikiLeaks about US and UK war crimes, as has been said. Sweden and the UK state have been happy to facilitate. Evidence emerged that the UK ordered Sweden not to drop the cases sooner, so it was clearly politically motivated. As soon as Julian was removed from the Ecuadorian embassy, the US initiated extradition proceedings and laid 17 charges, including for espionage. Sweden and the UK held on to the sex offences allegations until just recently because it suited the timing of the extradition plan. But I'm glad it's now been dropped, so we can sweep it aside. Now we're back to confronting the extradition efforts by the US, pure and simple. I'm so grateful to UN Rapporteur Nils Melzer for publicising how the prison that he's been in is torture. Mr. Melzer warned of the alarming implications of the witch hunt against Julian Assange in the course of documenting the effects of his forced confinement, now imprisonment. He wrote, Assange has been systematically slandered to divert attention from the crimes he exposed. Once he had been dehumanized through isolation, ridicule, and shame, just like the witches we used to burn at the stake, it was easy to deprive him of his most fundamental rights without provoking public outrage worldwide. And thus a legal precedent is being set. I've heard women say they don't care if Julian Assange gets the death penalty. He's just a rapist. And he should be made an example of. This is mob rule. It's not the politics of women against rape. Assange is being publicly vilified in order to divert attention from the state's revenge and silencing of WikiLeaks and all of us. We oppose torture and the death penalty. Rape and other sexual allegations have been used to pursue a political agenda from the start, intent on actually hiding rape, hiding torture, and hiding murder committed by the state. The people who want to torture Assange are themselves the rapists. They are the racists. They are the murderers. They run the establishment. We are alarmed, like Niels Meltzer and others, by the precedent this sets for journalists and whistleblowers everywhere. Others have shown themselves ambitious to join this corrupt establishment or unable to resist the attraction of state power, and they've joined in. The British media must take much of the blame for this. They turned on Assange. They took part in hiding the US murder and rape, in which Britain also participated. People have been invited to join in the witch hunt. The case against Assange was not based on evidence. It's become so distorted. He's a bad un, so let the state kill him. We've seen thousands of cases right here with perfectly good evidence dropped. While the Swedish case, which was clearly railroaded by state prosecutors, with weaker evidence was pursued by this international alliance. We've also worked with thousands of rape victims who are seeking asylum from rape and other forms of torture in other countries. We witnessed British government after government accusing women of lying, deporting them with no concern for their safety or that of their children. So don't tell us they're concerned about victims of rape. In 2004, together with Black Women's Rape Action Project, we wrote to every woman MP about the war crimes and torture, including rape, under US-UK illegal occupation that were being committed in Iraq, Afghanistan. Not a single one replied. Now, Chelsea Manning is also re-imprisoned, despite President Obama having commuted her sentence, as has been said. She used WikiLeaks to expose the extensive cover-up of rape and other sexual violence and murder, including of women and children, by the US military in Afghanistan, Bosnia, and Iraq. Do these victims not count? I saw no open letter by women human rights lawyers for justice for them. Chelsea Manning was detained in solitary for a second time in May, a month before Assange was arrested, for refusing to testify to a grand jury against Assange, which is closed to the public. We must also get her out. Every day she is being fined a further $1,000 for refusing to testify against Assange. She said, in solidarity with many activists facing the odds, I will stand by my principles. I will exhaust every legal remedy available, My legal team continues to challenge the secrecy of these proceedings, and I'm prepared to face the consequences of my refusal. Now that's a principled movement person. She's in good spirits, and she's embarked on different educational and other projects towards her release. Please write to her in detention as well. Details can be found on the Payday website, refusingtokill.net, and elsewhere. They're an organisation of men based at our centre who've built an international network of anti-war refuseniks. They've worked with us for years, demanding refusing to kill, refusing to rape. Queer Strike is another great supporter of Chelsea. Every year at Pride, they campaign publicly with inspiring banners like No Pride in the Slaughter of Others, Free Chelsea Manning. They organise pickets and generally speak out against apartheid, against Palestinians, corporate sponsorship, and other state corruption. And there's been mass support for Chelsea, especially in the US queer communities, especially in San Francisco. Please write to both Chelsea and to Julian and campaign to get others to support. Let them know you appreciate what they've done. Julian's prison address can be found at writejulian.com. We have to save the lives of Chelsea and Julian and do all we can to bring them home, because in saving their lives, we're saving our own. Julian and Chelsea have already suffered years of solid isolation, confinement, imprisonment, public vilification and humiliation, longer and more shaming than many men convicted of rape. Once again, women's fury and frustration at the injustices of suffering violence and seeing rapists go free in almost every case is being manipulated by governments for their own purposes. Sending someone to their death or 175 years in prison and torture in the US for espionage has nothing to do with justice. Yes. And it certainly is not justice for rape. We can win this. We intend to win. We have to win. Yes. And Loki, we can break through their walls. Let's do it.